Are you looking for ways to prosper in 2024? Then choose Winsky Brothers. Why make mere pennies when you can make dollars? Winsky Brothers is your one-stop solution for all your scrap metal processing, new and used steel sales, and roll-off waste removal needs. Winsky Brothers is number one in customer service and serves Boone, Carroll, Clinton, Tipton counties, and beyond. Visit Winsky Brothers on West Washington Street in Frankfort or online at winskybrothers.com. Winsky Brothers, making more happen for you.
State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
If you need help with getting health coverage, quitting smoking or vaping, resources for a healthy pregnancy, testing for pregnancy or sexually transmitted infections, or getting treatment for mental health or addiction, just call Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. That's Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. Healthy Communities of Clinton County, where they help make the healthy choice the easy choice.
Attention all gardeners and landscapers. Are you ready to take your outdoor projects to the next level? Barrett Farms is here to help. From rich black to dark brown mulch, Barrett Farms has the mulch you need to make your landscape pop. Call for an appointment now for convenient pickup or delivery. Barrett Farms is also your go-to source for drainage solutions, including top-of-the-line tile and fittings and durable straw blankets. Call Barrett Farms today, 765-654-8347.
Welcome back inside the huddle. Jamie Blacker, Don Stock here as we're waiting for Adam Adrian.
I texted him, so hopefully he remembers. Rossville has some kind of opening day going on this morning. He said T-ball was going to be going on when he could call in this morning. So he may be, you know, busy right at this second. But let's talk a little bit about Rossville youth baseball and softball before he gets on the line. Both the varsity coaches have been on here and, you know, just rave about it.
Yep.
I know my experience when my children played, you know, through the Clinton Prairie, Colfax, Mulberry deal. Man, you better be ready to go up to Rossville. You get whipped some nights. And then when they play in that town and country state tournament, especially for baseball, they've won that thing a few different times and they're ready to go.
Well, you just look at their – you can tell that because you can look at their baseball program in the high school. And when you have a feeder program that's going well, then whatever you lose as graduation is usually coming in as freshmen, and that's how it should be.
Yeah, and plus they've had some good leadership up there. One of them guys, you know, he's still like probably involved in a certain capacity. He's probably umpiring a lot right now. Is your cohort, John Jacoby – you know, helps you on the call for the basketball games, and he's still heavily invested in the community. So when you get people like that, you know, you get in their older ages and they still want to help out and do things, that makes programs stable and, you know, move on correctly.
Not familiar with real large schools, but the thing that separates, I believe, smaller schools from larger schools is the alumnus that come back because of their involvement in the sports that they played in, come back and then want to help coach and do the things that they're supposed to do in what is the youth level. And it means a lot because if those coaches that are coming back in to coach were successful in high school, man, all those little kids look right up to them as if they were LeBron James, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And echoing what Coach Helmick was talking about here, this was a difficult spring. But you know what? I remember a lot of springs are difficult, you know, and these kids miss out on a lot of opportunities because of the facilities, you know, just not quite where they need to be. I know Clinton Prairie's put a ton of money into their baseball program and upgraded that field, but they still can't play when it's really, really wet. And then the softball, you know, has been one of the nicest facilities around, but it's dated now, and they're starting to have a lot of trouble with their, you know, facilities. So Frankfort's no different. I just saw on their Twitter page for Hot Dog Baseball, Coach Dudley was showing, I think, last Saturday or Saturday before, they had to recut the infield. They spent out there all day, and they showed what they did. They had to add like 4 feet of infield, put all kinds of new product down to get it just right, because they had a swamp going on, and they weren't going to play any baseball on it at all, it looked like to me by the pictures, unless they took time during the middle of the season and redid their field. And it's still probably not perfect.
Well, the conversation that has been had over the last few weeks has been a one facility for everybody, but man, you can't figure that happening. None of the schools can seem to get together to make any type of a togetherness program work. And because, you know, where's it going to be, and who's all going to be involved? And how, you know,
I know we're throwing some things out there, and that may not be the answer, but I think, you know, over what Coach Helmick was talking about at Grand Park, you have Hamilton Heights, you got Sheridan, you have Westfield, you have Guerin Catholic, you have all these different schools that are using Grand Park. I know when my daughters played high school softball, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago, we went and played games at Grand Park as against some of those schools, and they play it right there because they have the facility. So I don't know if a private entity is the answer, you know, to build something and then let these high schools use it throughout the spring and create some you know, contacts that way or some agreements. I know even at Clinton Prairie with the youth levels for like junior high softball and baseball, and I'm going to try to get their rec guy on next week, they struggle at the junior high level because they need to play on the high school fields, and then when you get in a spring like this spring, high school teams take priority, and they even get more on the back burner because you got JV, and then you go down to junior high. Well, Colfax and Mulberry, the fields just aren't quite big enough to play junior high baseball. They make it happen some nights, and there's a lot of home runs, yeah. But if they could play on that varsity field, it would be a lot better.
Well, I think where the majority of people lose track of why this is not a bad idea is all the small costs. You just heard Don Helmick talk about $1,000 in a ball game that shouldn't have been played, and now you multiply that by four schools and the.
Well, the Rossville has talked about that when we had him on. You know how much field dry they've put on, and I'm sure thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. I know Clinton Prairie was doing the same thing for softball trying to play. You know how much they put that down, and then not only that, you know, then day-to-day cost of mowing, you know. I'm sure there's a breakdown there somewhere.
Just the field care is massive, and to think that, hey, for maybe $200 or $300 a ball game when you play at home, you just show up and play, pay for the umpires, and life goes on, I think might be a better solution than trying to, okay, we're going to turf this. Okay, if you do that and you multiply that by 4 or 5 or 6 or 10, because whatever you do for the boys, you got to do for the girls, which, well, I don't have a problem with.
There even could be farther than that. I mean, let's use Loeb Stadium, for example. It's the home to Lafayette Jeff baseball team, but it's also home to the Lafayette Aviators. And it's a, you know, I don't know exactly what level of baseball they play or what that is. I don't follow it close enough, but I've been there enough times to enjoy it. I mean, it's a great atmosphere, and maybe you don't even have to have a stadium quite as nice as that. Kokomo is probably similar to that, mm-hmm. But I think we're not too far away as a community to provide something like that, to even outside the high school baseball and softball seasons in the summer, to provide like a summer program, because those kids aren't getting paid. They come in, they live with people in the community throughout the summer, and they work part-time jobs, and then they're on the road traveling and playing baseball games and stuff. To do that here, even create more opportunities, maybe even for some local kids, you know, to do that. The Clinton Prairie kid interviewed last year, he's playing at Anderson Southern. He's doing that in Northern Illinois. I'm trying to think where he's playing at, but he did it last summer, and I believe he's going back over there this summer. So he's getting an opportunity to, you know, keep playing baseball. And not only that, it's not just the opportunity about the kids and all that, but I think it's the opportunity for a community to come together and have another resource for a family event to do some fun things. And at some point, you know, as a community our size, we need to be thinking about those kinds of things.
I totally agree. I just think that, you know, I get the rivalries that are created from past decisions made from other coaches or other school systems that has caused some challenges here in our community. But, man, those days are gone. We're all in this thing together. Let's just try to make it happen.
Well, I think since COVID, I think the athletic job has changed immensely, because before COVID, if an athletic event was canceled or postponed, it was just canceled or maybe never got replayed. You know what I mean? They say postponed, but a lot of times stuff doesn't get replayed. But when COVID happened, if those kids were going to play, especially in 2020 season, March 13th, 2020, that nobody played throughout that. But in 21 into 22 season, they had to adapt because contact tracing, everything going on. So games were canceled immediately. You know, they might even get canceled when the team got there. And they'd turn around and call another team and play maybe 2 hours later that night or play the next day. They had to be fluid to make things happen to give kids opportunity, or they wouldn't have played for the next couple of years. And I think all of our ADs, AD Eaton, it was at Clinton Prairie, now he's over McCutcheon, he was great at it. And I think Chad Peckinpah, he's kind of adapted the same mindset because, you know, I talked about a few weeks ago about even like putting this show together, the cell phone and a text message is so easy. You know, it's just throw a bunch of them out there, and we do that every week for this show, and then we see who's available, and they just respond right back, and sometimes put it together in 15 minutes, sometimes it's longer. But, I mean, this availability of technology and everybody being on the same page is just so much easier nowadays than it used to be 20 and 30 years ago.
Yeah, I think it's a project worth looking into and getting people together. You know, we have a lot of individuals who have the ability financially to be supportive of such a challenge, and it's just, you know, getting a big enough spot. Because you if you're going to do this, you're going to do it big, so you can have at least a couple of diamonds for each baseball and softball,
yeah,
so that multiple teams can be playing at the same time.
Maybe even throw a football field in there, Don. Huh?
I mean,
there's a challenge there, even on the weekends, because I know – even with youth football and stuff in our community, sometimes the junior high, even JV, junior high, and on down, get, if weather's really bad in the fall and they've played a high school football game Friday night in the downpouring rain, they can't get on the field because the field's got to have time to recover. And then playing like five or six youth football games on a Saturday on there is not always the best. And not only that, it's just not about sports, but band and all these other activities can be happening out there on these fields that I see at other places.
Now, many, many years ago, Andy Dudley, the head coach of Frankfort, asked me to be on a committee to look at turfing the baseball diamond. That's when we ran into Title IX issues, and that's exactly the approach that we were going. It's a multiple use field, so at that time the YMCA, now the Corps, they could be bringing their youth in for their soccer programs, mm-hmm, out in the outfield, and it could be used by community. When you look at football fields, if you have a totally turfed baseball diamond, you can stick a football field in there if you needed to do that.
Do it right, yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? They have concerts out there, and Loeb Stadium, I've been a part of, you know, the safety team over there for some different events, and I don't know how many concerts they have over there, and they're really nice. And the stadium set up really well, and you know what, it just makes for a fun atmosphere. So I think that if the right person is out there listening to Don and I, maybe somebody's gears will get in motion. I don't know your right pocket there, I don't know how big that is. You got enough money there to get this going?
Yeah, I do not, but it's worth talking about, though, getting it's the right
at least throw people. Some ideas out, yeah, there. I mean, I know one of our local community members, they just sponsored the new field house in Lebanon, Farmers Bank, so they're reaching out. They see the need down there, and they're trying to grow their community, so I think, you know, it's possible.
Yep. Hey, congratulations, we knocked off another 15 minutes.
Hey, we'll come back, and we'll talk about sectional assignments for all sports for Clinton County.
You're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Winsky Brothers, Barrett Farms, Inc., Healthy Communities of Clinton County. Fourth quarter around the corner. We'll see you soon.
Are you looking for ways to prosper in 2024? Then choose Winsky Brothers. Why make mere pennies when you can make dollars? Winsky Brothers is your one-stop solution for all your scrap metal processing, new and used steel sales, and roll-off waste removal needs. Winsky Brothers is number one in customer service and serves Boone, Carroll, Clinton, Tipton counties, and beyond. Visit Winsky Brothers on West Washington Street in Frankfort or online at winskybrothers.com. Winsky Brothers, making more happen for you.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the Good Driver discount.
So it's for good, but not great drivers.
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Give me a call. Your good neighbor State Farm agent, Susan Casper, at 659-5678.
If you need help with getting health coverage, quitting smoking or vaping, resources for a healthy pregnancy, testing for pregnancy or sexually transmitted infections, or getting treatment for mental health or addiction, just call Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. That's Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. Healthy Communities of Clinton County, where they help make the healthy choice the easy choice.
Attention, all gardeners and landscapers. Are you ready to take your outdoor projects to the next level? Barrett Farms is here to help. From rich black to dark brown mulch, Barrett Farms has the mulch you need to make your landscape pop. Call for an appointment now for convenient pickup or delivery. Barrett Farms is also your go-to source for drainage solutions, including top-of-the-line tile and fittings and durable straw blankets. Call Barrett Farms today, 765-654-8347.
Hey, welcome back Inside the Huddle. Jamie Blacker, Don Stock. Thanks for tuning in today. Kind of a makeup day, as this is one of those days where you try to.
Well, everybody's playing today,
coaches.
Don.
Yeah, spring is difficult because the coaches play on Saturday when we're on the air.
We had not much success getting golf coaches on. I'm going to talk to Cindy about that. Maybe I'll have to do a few interviews during the week because they play every Saturday.
Yeah.
So
we tried to get the boys tennis coach on for Frankfurt, and he's got things going on. So
I kind of looked at their athletic pages earlier on their in their tweets, and I think everybody's out playing somewhere today. When I came in, I saw the Clinton Prairie was getting their baseball field ready. The softball team was pulling out. I know track last night, they're somewhere today, and they just had the conference meet last night. So people are busy, but we'll fill this last 15 minutes here because I think it's important to a lot of people. The IHSA went through every 2 years, reclassified everybody for enrollment, and locally, I thought it was going to swing the other way, where the Gophers and the Cougars were going to be the two smallest teams in 2A in most sports besides football, but guess what, Don? They're going to be the two biggest teams in 1A where it hit. So we'll talk about that here in a little minute, but let's start with football. Frankfurt's going to stay in 4A. They're going to be in sectional 20. There's a seven-team sectional, and that teams will be Culver Academies, Frankfurt, Huntington North, Lebanon, Logansport, Marion, and Muncie Central.
Man, look at the spread from Culver to Lebanon. I mean, are you kidding me?
Yeah, let's go on down here to 1A. But you got any comment on those teams, all right? I mean, the hot dogs, I know they've struggled in postseason play, but there's some teams in there they could beat.
I don't know.
Muncie Central.
I don't know. I you know what? I think the thing that surprises me about when you start talking about Frankfurt was when we had the track coach on, Coach Byers.
Yeah.
And we're talking about the numbers that play on all the teams. And you think, man, and they're still not doing really very successful, I guess is the right term to put it. And you just wonder, man, why? Because look at the number. The school that I attended in the same school that's going on now. I get all that. But, man, it just seems like something's not clicking to bring everything together.
Sectional 1A, Sectional 42, 8 teams. Carroll, Caston, Frontier, North White, Pioneer, Taylor, Tri-County, Winnemac Community.
Wow, that
looks like a sectional title for the Cougars to me.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to be good.
You talk to the Cougar fans, and they're saying, hey, you know, we've got to get through North Judson, is what they're saying.
Yeah, because right now they're in the north. Sectionals 41, 42, 43, and 44 will be in the north. 41, their biggest one being there would be North Judson. That'd be a regional opponent. And then for the semi-state, Sectional 43, there's really nobody there that they would have to worry about. Sectional 44 would be Monroe Central or South Adams, and they're in there because Adams Central went to 2A. That's the team that beat them last year. So I think the stars are aligning for Carroll to be out of the north, to have a great chance to make a run to Lucas Oil if they can be as successful as I think they are. They have so many young kids coming back that, you know, were key to that team, even though they lose some, you know, some of their monster players.
Did you mention is Prairie? You say Prairie's not in that sectional.
Prairie is not in that sectional. Prairie will be in sectional 46.
So they go south?
They're going to be south now.
Okay.
So sectional 45, I'll give you this one. That'll be south. 45, 46, 47, and 48 are south. Sectional 45 is Attica, Covington, Fountain Central, North Central, Farmersburg, North Vermilion, Park Heritage, Riverton Park, and South Putnam. And then they will, that'll be the regional foe to sectional 46, which is Clinton Central, Clinton Prairie, Cloverdale, Irvington Preparatory Academy, Purdue Polytechnic at Broad Ripple, Sheridan, Tindley, and Tri-Central.
Oh, so you got to get through Sheridan.
Got to get through Sheridan. The Bulldogs and Gophers have got to get through Sheridan. Sectional 47 is Southern Indiana, and 48. But you know what? You could see a Sheridan, you could see a Clinton Prairie, you could see somebody like that against the Bull or against the Cougars in a state title from the same conference. It's very possible.
Yeah, Prairie is, they're changing. Things are getting better for them out there. They have solid athletes. They have great coaches now. I think that, they have to learn how to beat Sheridan, and you get to play them in the regular season, so you get a little feel for it before you get there. That's always a good thing. And then what your regional is going to be the Wabash River Valley Conference, basically, really. And
then the semi-state will be.
Yeah.
You might be playing 150 miles away.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think it's definitely a different, lineup, because they didn't necessarily just go, okay, well, all these teams are like within 5 miles of each other. I mean, they kind of changed it up, because if you're a Clinton Prairie, Clinton Central fan, there's one team in there, you didn't see, and that's Lafayette Central Catholic. But they're moved up to 2A, and this is one I want to talk about real quick before we go on to other sports. Sectional 34, Delphi Community, Lafayette Central Catholic, Lewis Cass, North Montgomery, North Putnam, Seeger, Southmont, and Western Boone.
Oh, that's pretty good sectional.
That's a good sectional,
yeah.
Especially for 2A.
Yeah.
So, it's just not going to be a walk in a park for Central Catholic.
And Western Boone's got to be like dancing all over the place over there.
They're one of the biggest schools in 2A. Yeah. They were right on the cut line for 2A for that. So let's move on to boys basketball. I know you want to talk about this one. Let me see here. Frankfort will be playing in 3A. Where are they at here?
Is it Western Twin Lakes? Are they still in that round?
No, they are in sectional 25, and they haven't picked the host site yet. So that'll be coming up. But they're Brebeuf, Crawfordsville, Danville Community, Frankfort, Guerin Catholic, Lebanon, Tri-West.
Wow. Well, they're going south then, and that's a heck of a sectional.
Yeah, they'll be in the south. They're starting the south. Yeah, 25 will start the south.
Yeah,
that's a heck of a sectional. There's just no doubt about
it. Pretty powerful.
Pretty powerful. So let's go on down to 1A, and let's look at that. Sectional 53 is 17 sectional. Will be Attica, Covington, Faith Christian, Fountain Central, Lafayette Central Catholic, North Vermilion, Riverton Park. Sectional 54, Bethesda Christian, Carroll, Clinton Central, Clinton Prairie, Frontier, Rossville, Traders Point.
All of them in the same section.
All one. And Bethesda Christian went to the state finals last year and were 1A runners-up.
That'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see what the site will be who will be hosting that one.
Well, the girls, we'll flip over to the girls' side here real quick. They're pretty similar. See if I can pull this up here.
That's still, you look at that, that's like a Clinton County rivalry turn.
Yeah. So in the girls' sectional, it goes down to six teams. It's Bethesda Christian, Carroll, Clinton Central, Clinton Prairie, Frontier, and Rossville. Traders Point is not in there. I don't know if they don't have a girls' team. I don't see them in here. So it's instead of six, it's seven. So I think Clinton Central, Clinton Prairie, by being centrally located, probably have a chance to host one or two of those sectionals.
Girls. I would think so. Sure makes it easier for the radio station on where they go in the postseason as you're going to head.
I thought
down.
You liked going to the Beef House. But you don't get to go. Drive by it and you have to smell it, right?
I'm not into that.
So I think the girls is the same thing in 3A. Brebeuf, Crawfordsville, Danville, Frankfort, Guerin Catholic, Lebanon, Tri-West, And yeah, Tri-West. It makes up a 7-team sectional. Couple other heroes to talk about. I think girls volleyball, we'll pull it up, but I'm pretty sure it's pretty similar. And then boys soccer and girls soccer, I didn't even take a look at that. I apologize, but I know there's only three classes for that. Let's go back and talk a little bit about football, Don. I kind of like the interesting matchup. The Gophers have been in the South before several years ago. You know, we've not won a sectional title. I think that's the key. We talked about with Caden Davis last week. I really thought his class in boys basketball or football was going to get one. It still didn't happen. I don't know what the curse is. I don't know what it, you know, played in 7 sectional titles through all this and never won one. I mean, last year's team was just as good. Got in a weird situation down there at North Vermillion and the, you know, we're winning that game handily and then the weather came in. I mean, it's always something weird happens. It's like somebody up top goes, nope, the Gophers aren't going to win tonight, so we're just going to make sure, you know, I don't want to make excuses, but sometimes that just happens.
I can remember going down there and I was like, has anybody mowed this football field since the start of 2023 season?
You're because a tall guy, and it was up to your knees.
It was unbelievable, the height of that grass that was there. Obviously, they must be concerned about prairie speed at the time, but yeah, that was an odd night of everything that was going on. And
it was a heck of a high school football game, though. I mean, the second half, I mean, there's Caden Davis made a catch. It was, you know, unbelievable on the sidelines on a fourth down to keep the drive going, to give him a chance, and still didn't happen. You know, the Bulldogs, we talked about them earlier, you know, they're going to win some games this year. There's just no doubt about it, you know. And then this sectional, you know, with the right draw, and if that would happen for them last year, they could win a couple games in a sectional and be playing in a sectional final because there's some teams in that sectional on there that are very beatable. They're not football schools.
And that then spurs on the following season because, hey, we were right knocking right at the door.
And so plus, start to get the feel. Plus, it extends your season. You know, it gets you 3 more weeks of practice. I mean, that's what people don't understand. When you get to that sectional football final, it's just a big difference because it's 3 more weeks of practice. It's 3 more weeks those kids are together. It propels you into the next season because all these other teams, they got beat week one. They're done. They're not moving on to that.
Sometimes, other than the long travel that you could get into in the tournament action, going south might be even a better way to go because of the difficulties of the schools up north. I mean, they're pretty powerful up north. Not saying south isn't, but it's just sometimes a little easier way to go.
Yeah, you know, I could foresee, you know, some matchups, you know, like a semi-state game, you might have to go down to Evansville and play. I mean, because of the way it's going to work out.
That's, to me,
but that could
crazy.
Be fun, though. Sometimes you can band together. I think the Bulldog girls proved that this year. Don Helmick set up his season to prepare to play on the road, and they did that because they're going to be on the road. You know what I mean? And then, you know, just a fluke shot, or they'd went a little bit farther than what they did.
Yeah, 10 seconds. 10 seconds worth of basketball, too long. They've been in.
Yep.
Well, all right. What we got? We're right on it.
Let's have us bring Cindy back on here, and she wanted to go over one more time about Linda Barnett's recognition, or I'm not saying that right, next tomorrow at Michigan Town, I believe.
Memorial service.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, let me get it pulled back up myself here. Again, Linda Barnett's Celebration of Life visitation is going to be held Sunday tomorrow, 1 o'clock until 5. It's at the Michigan Town Lions Club, 500 Ohio Street in Michigan Town. The memorial service itself will begin at 5 o'clock. Carl Kercheval will be officiating. The family is asking in lieu of flowers, they request memorial donations be made in Linda's honor to the Wilbur T. Rule and Linda K. Barnett Team Player Scholarship Fund. If you'd like information on that, you can check with Goodwin's Funeral Home. You can also give us a call here at the station beginning Monday if you just need help on getting direction on that, on how the address is and where you can send it. And then, of course, the phone number is 659-3338 here at the station on Monday because nobody will be in the office part later today. But if you'd like more information, you can contact us Monday and we can direct you on how you can make a memorial donation if you would like to do that.
Hey, thanks, Cindy. Appreciate that. Hey, another one in the books, Mr. Blacker?
Yeah, well, I was going to talk to Cindy here afterwards. Maybe they could do an interview or two this week with some golf coaches, and we'll just play them next week, trying to get equal time for everybody. But with all of the things going on, we can't get them on Saturday mornings because, you know, they're teeing it up right now. Maybe that's where we should be, Don.
That's right. You're so right. Hey, we got to thank our boss for being here on the board, keeping us
absolutely
in the show. And we appreciate all you out there listening to us on Inside the Huddle. Our sponsors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Winsky Brothers, Barrett Farms, Inc., Healthy Communities of Clinton County for Jamie Blacker, Don Stock, Cindy on the board. Next week, we'll be right back here, same time, same place. Hope you will be too. Until then, so long, everybody.